This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salam, ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een, amma ba'da yul ikhwa. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to follow on from a sermon that I did on Friday, just to add a few points. I mentioned a few hadith, after mentioning the Quranic ayat, about this waba or ta'un or pandemic, as I said. And specifically, hadith of al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, which actually, for me, as I follow on from what I said last time, is despite the trial and test coming, is the idea of hope and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some ideas and some imams and ulama giving the idea of punishment descending on people. And they have some ahadith, to do with that, but the problem isn't the ahadith necessarily, the problem is the application of the ahadith. It is very difficult position to put yourself in applying some of those ahadith to specific peoples and specific nations and specific situations. And certainly, in my opinion, they do not apply those ahadith to our present situation. As I said last time, a plague or a pandemic can be a punishment for some very arrogant and nasty people, but the reality is the purpose of it is this is not the final punishment. Punishment only comes after the messages have been received by the people, and the punishment, the real punishment, is in the hereafter, or there is paradise and forgiveness and mercy, of course. So the reality of this pandemic of COVID-19 is a test and trial. And like the hadith of al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha said, فَجَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ رَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So Allah made it as a mercy for the believers. So really for the believers is an opportunity. If it's a rahmah, then it's not, how can rahmah be seen in a negative sense? And none of us really as believers should see ourselves as fusaq, as evildoers and wrongdoers, and we deserve to self-flagellate ourselves and demean ourselves. No, the idea of it being a rahmah, how is it a rahmah? The hadith goes on to explain how this can be a rahmah for the believers. Because the statement of the Prophet says, فَلَيْسَ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَقَعَ فِي الطَّعُونَ فَيَمْكُثْ فِي بَلَدِي. And there is no one from the slaves, meaning from the people, from human beings, that can be human beings who are of other faith, of no faith, because it's an opportunity, as the Quran mentioned, for returning. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Perhaps they will then realize. And that realization can happen not just through the fact that our very foundations have been shaken, from a material and power and economical sense, enjoyment sense, but also it's an opportunity for us to realize about our Creator, but it's an opportunity for believers by their behavior to make others realize about the beauty of the teachings of Islam and the guidance that God Almighty, Allah SWT, has sent to the whole of humanity for their betterment. So this rahmah, there isn't a slave or servant of Allah that is in this situation of this pandemic, who fayamkut fi baladi, who that can mean that they stay put in their land, but it can also mean they stay put in their homes, as is a directive from the authorities at the moment. So staying put is part and parcel of receiving that mercy. In other words, following the guidance and instruction and not making a mockery of it and gathering in large groups and having a laugh and joke, thinking it's OTT. Sabiran muhtasiban. Being sabr here means it's not a passive state necessarily. Being patient, steadfast, expecting the rewards from Allah. It is really the dependence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is being brought out. Ya'lamu annahu la yusibuhu illa ma kataballahu lah. Knowing this person, the believer, that nothing can harm them, if it's going to harm them, in only what Allah has decreed. Then for that person, kana lahu mithlu ajru shaheed. Then for that person, who then, in the face of this infection, who catches it, who remains with that attitude of patience, trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even while they're suffering, and then end up dying through that suffering, through that infection, then the reward for such a person is like the reward of a martyr. In other words, on the day of judgment, that they are not taken to account. Without account, they are entered into paradise. So, subhanAllah, what a great reward. Some people had said that this reward of shahada, of shaheed, is for all those believers in this situation who have that attitude. Reality is, shaheed is linked with somebody who dies in the way of Allah, and therefore that status is given for somebody who reaches that final situation of actually dying with the infection, having that attitude of trusting in Allah and being patient. Nevertheless, the rest of us, even if we don't get the infection, to stay put, to follow the guidelines, to be patient and steadfast, and that is meaning the rahmah that we can gain, mercy from Allah, is in doing good works. Where we're able to be neighborly, whether we are to, as I said before, part of that is being in the front line as doctors and nurses, and many Muslims are involved in that, and also being neighborly, helping, giving out, giving sadaqah and charity. And part of that sabr is making dua, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our prayers, make sure that they are done properly, that we do du'as more than before. Remember Allah, dhikr of Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, which is kanz min al kunuz al jannah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, it is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah, and to, there is no power or might except that of Allah, showing our utter dependence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that has to be felt. It's not for us to show public display of this. This to be done in our homes, any time of the day, in the depths of night especially, when majority of people are not awake. So du'as and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part and parcel of that. You know, the beauty of the rewards in trials and tribulation, the rewards are easier and multiplied. The Prophet ﷺ said in hadith in Muslim, and Bukhari and Muslim actually, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى حتى شوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه. There is no Muslim believer who is afflicted with any hardship, with any illness, with any anxiety, and any sorrow. So look at this. It's not just the illness. It is any kind of hardship, and this is part of the hardship of having to stay inside, of loved ones being ill, of loved ones dying in hospital, and we're not able to see them. We may not be able to see their burial or do a funeral prayer. That is also hardship. That is also anxiety. That is also a sorrow and affliction. Wala adha, or any kind of hurt. Even a prick from a thorn is included in that. Except that Allah wipes away from it some of the sins from such a believer. SubhanAllah, always for us a positive result to the extent of even a prick from a thorn gives us. And in another hadith in Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, either this kind of thing, even a thorn pricking us, Allah raises the station of a believer by it, or wipes away some sin by it. So subhanAllah, we have so much good news from that going through the difficult trial. No doubt these are difficult times for all of humanity. And our humanity, beyond our humanity, brothers and sisters, you know, and people, human beings who are not believers, many of them are showing that humanity, which I believe is from the fitrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings within their fitrah with these good traits and characteristics. But of course, there is shaitan that corrupts and misguides people. So we have people, of course, on the other end who are fighting in the supermarkets for goods, who are still coming out and reveling in the night. And we pray that Allah guides them We pray Allah enlightens them, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightens us. And again, this is not necessarily a time when we say to that we are quarantined in our homes to do nothing, just watch telly day and night and play more games on the social media, as it were, because of course there's so much available to do in the homes in regards to time wasting. But really, this dire situation is for us to grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La'allahum yarji'un, as the Quran says, perhaps they will return, includes Muslims, includes whole of humanity, and we are a catalyst in regards to that. So brothers and sisters, don't lose hope, don't lose faith. In fact, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in faith. Don't become too anxious and too panicky about the situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring out the best in our character, because this is when it really matters. Anybody can be nice and smiley in situations of affluence and happiness and playful times. But when it really counts, brothers and sisters, is in these times. How we behave with our loved ones, with how we are careful, not being selfish, and how we're careful not transmitting this, not just to our loved one, but to the society at large. That is part and parcel of what the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is mentioning when he says, those who remain in their places, and that is part and parcel of our responsibility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who their station is raised before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make us of those who remember him. Remember the dua of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, which was answered, saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. And let us repeat that, brothers and sisters. All of us are in need of that. La ilaha illa ant. There is no God worthy of worship except you, Ya Allah. Subhanak, glory be to you. Surely I have done wrong. Inni kuntu min adh-dha'a. I am from those who have done wrong. And all of us, brothers and sisters, are in need of maghfirah and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah lakum innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.